This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. New England-based conceptual artist F. Mark Mozalewski is no stranger to going against the grain. His work explores exile, ritual, denied expectations, and passions unrealized, mostly through installations using a limited palette of materials, including animal hides and resins and wheat. Now he's raising funds on Kickstarter to build a contemporary museum of art in southeastern New Hampshire. And this museum will be made from bales of wheat. Merrick, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So what's your elevator pitch, you know, the quick version?
The quick version is basically, you know, my work has really long explored the use of these materials, such as wheat, as a means of, you know, conveying artworks. And I thought that it would be really a fascinating exercise to actually take that practice, which usually makes a sculpture or a piece that really can't be used but just visually enjoyed, and actually use it to open it up to become a place where the community can learn, enjoy art, experience art, and be part of it. And so that was really the impetus to trying to develop this museum project.
Okay, I think we're up to like the 32nd floor. That was a pretty good wrap. Why southeastern New Hampshire are you thinking?
You know, there was a variety of reasons for that, but most of them are practical. I mean, you want something that can continue to exist after everyone sees it the first time. And so I needed to really pick a place where there would be an affordable plot of land that would still have a lot of potential visitors. And, you know, certainly that area, you know, the area that we're in the country has, you know, everything from Boston to Portland to, you know, a number of other large cities and tons of travelers. And people that could feed the beast, if you will, and continue to use and enjoy it. So that was really a big part of it.
Yeah, so it'd be a destination museum rather than
exactly. It'd be and not one where people would necessarily, no offense to Massmoka, which I love. It's really out in the middle of nowhere, and you know you have to go there specifically to go see Massmoka. So really, the thought here, especially starting out a little less ambitious, was to be something that wouldn't be so off the beaten track, and where people, as they experience other vacation activities, would swing through.
Apparently, Mark, your family has a long history of growing wheat. So have you actually done it yourself?
I have. Actually, ever since I was a little kid, my grandmother has kept a small plot of wheat when she was alive back when I was growing up in Naugatuck, Connecticut. But the family actually all came from wheat farms, both sides, and located from Poland to actually New Hampshire, out in Ashuelot, which is, you know, over in Winchester area there near the Vermont border, mm-hmm. Where they worked in a variety of factories over the years. But they always kept gardens and they always kept growing wheat.
The picture that you use as an example, or how you're envisioning this on your Kickstarter page, looks a lot like a barn. So what's the thinking behind that? It wouldn't really stand out. You know, it's not like a statement museum we're seeing so much of today.
No, it really wasn't. I think it's a little bit of Yankee practicality. And, you know, there is a little bit of thinking there. It's based a little bit on a Viking longhouse, mm-hmm. Which is sort of easy to subdivide for performance and easy to sort of open up so that, you know, these anything that's sculptural or installation work that would be part of the museum can also be on the grounds, and that could be experienced both inside and out of the facility and sort of work with the actual facility. Not really trying to do, you know, when you're driving down that Connecticut highway and suddenly you see Mohegan Sun exploding out of the woods. I wanted to think about this in a way that was in harmony with what was already there.
How do you build a structure out of wheat? Can you give us some of the basics?
Yeah, basically, after planting and harvesting and a bit of drying, you actually put it in a baling machine, not that different of how you store things for animals, wheat for animals. And you literally stack those up, sort of skipping in between, kind of like how you set up bricks.
Mm-hmm,
you put rods down through them, and that secures them. And that's literally how you do it. Some amateurs can actually figure out how to do it in a couple of days, usually without too much problem.
And that'll stand up to a New England winter?
It absolutely will. You do put stucco and plaster, and in this case, there will also be drywall on the inside of the facility. But New Hampshire already has somewhere around 20 straw bale homes, and there are some that are on the Great Plains that have been there over 125 years.
Mark, you've got a BFA, an MFA, and also a JD. You're a lawyer. And you worked for HUD and the USDA during the Clinton administration. You've run a VC firm. Pretty diverse background. So what makes you the person to pull this off?
You know, when you kind of look at the elements of this, a huge part of it is paperwork. There's a lot of permits. There's a lot of proposals to be written for this. So that's a big part where my lawyering comes in. And the politician has to come in a little bit too to sort of smooth some edges and to make some things happen. And I think on the VC side, I've learned to raise money. So, you know, I think what the first phase of this has been certainly to look at Kickstarter, but it's also opened up the conversation with other funding agencies and grant-making bodies who've been in touch over the past week. And so I think we really have an opportunity here to make this a reality.
Listeners can see your extremely detailed plan and budget for a museum made out of hay on Kickstarter. The project is expected to cost about $60,000, which is pretty cheap, especially when you compare it to, say, I'm thinking the League of New Hampshire Craftsmen's new building in Concord. How'd you come up with the numbers?
Well, I actually cracked it with some people who'd been around building things in straw bale, and I said, what's practical, it's realistic, and you can get some numbers that are a lot cheaper than even that. And I was like, well, you know, I wanted to actually have electricity and non-composting toilets and things like that. And so, you know, working around the numbers, we were able to arrive at that with a land purchase and to do a space that would be about 1,500 to 1,750 square feet to start with. You know, the goal is that this would be a place where we can use other green building techniques to continue to build it out over time. And maybe that's another Kickstarter project. But to look at things like rammed earth and other ways where we can use the land to actually be part of the building structure and actually make sort of the sculpture, if you will, actually also a facility that is for public use and for public enjoyment.
I'm thinking of the sort of traditional look of it, and extremely traditional, you know, even primitive structure, housing contemporary art. What's that about for you, that sort of disparity?
I think a lot of it comes from the fact of how distant I often feel in sort of the white cube as it's now seen in a lot of places. Again, as much as I love often the art and I love the people at, say, the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, and when you look at that new wing, it's very cold to me. It doesn't feel like something that I can really enjoy and interact with. It seems like something that, you know, I come for that one-time visit and I don't want to be part of again. And really what I want to do here is to create an environment where there can be learning in classes, where people can perhaps slowly get exposed to newer ideas and art, as well as just having the tourists who come by just one time. But the thought is that it'll be a long-term facility and really be something that the public can have a say and enjoy, not just be a place that, you know, is sort of a giant monument on the hill that feels like you can't be part of it and it can't be part of you.
Well, Merrick, I want to wish you the absolute best of luck on this.
And I want to thank you for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Merrick Modaleski, a New England-based conceptual artist, and with your help, a grower of an art museum. He's got 52 days left of fundraising. He's about 1/60th of the way. There's a link to his Kickstarter page at our homegrown website, wordofmouthradio.org. And coming up, the Awesomator returns with a list of the Internet's great and not-so-great April Fool's offerings when Word of Mouth continues after a break.